tomorrow. Two Alaska journalists will finish a month-long embedding experience with the Fort Wainwright Stryker Brigade in their combat deployment in Afghanistan. The brigade has sustained heavy casualties, 21 dead at last count, and many more than that wounded. The two reporters spoke with APRN's Steve Heimel today about what they had seen.
Both journalists paid their own expenses for this assignment, and their work is appearing on the internet and in the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. Cheryl Hatch developed a relationship with the 1st Battalion, 5th Infantry Regiment when she taught at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Photojournalist J.R.N. Chetta of Sitka was one of her students and is now in his sophomore year at UAF. He was part of a group that went to watch the soldiers train last February at Fort Irwin NTC Training Center in California. In mid-December, J.R.R. Chetta found himself landing in Kandahar, Afghanistan. It was huge, he said, like a city.
At the landing facility, DFAC, we had a rocket attack. And, you know, we were washing our hands and we heard this British accent woman going, rocket attack, rocket attack. And then people fell under their, you know, people around us fell on the floor, flat off the floor, and we were just looking at each other and like, what the hell is going on? So that was surprising. And, you know, the person who gave us a plate was like, okay, you're fine. Don't worry about it. Just go inside.
For this embedding, the two were acting as a team, with Archetta doing the photos and Hatch doing the writing. Commanding officer Lieutenant Colonel Brian Payne told them right away that while he would do his best to keep them out of harm's way, he also wanted to give them plenty of access. Hatch says it could easily have been a routine, feel-good, morale-boosting holiday story, but it turned out to be a lot more than that.
We were allowed to go out on an air assault mission with Charlie Company. So I think we've been, well, in many ways extraordinarily lucky. One, to go out and to walk with these soldiers, and you know we had 40 pounds of body armor and probably a 35-pound rucksack, and we walked in plus gear, GR ads. We walked in the line with them behind the Valen, you know, metal detector, and we spent the night out in the open with them, and it gave us a chance to really be, as I said, as close to them and their experience as possible.
It has been such an eventful experience that both journalists say they still have a lot more stories to file that they haven't yet had time to do. And the soldiers? They're having to grow up fast. The two have known some of them for a year now. And the pictures show what constant threat, uncertainty, responsibility, duty, and heavy casualties can do.
JR compared photos that he had taken at the NTC with a lot of these soldiers we've seen again here, and comparing the photos from NTC with what they look like now, and you can see that they've aged, and in their eyes, you can see their eyes are altered. You can definitely see the wear and tear on their bodies and their souls, I would say.
She says that being closer in age to the soldiers and being a man, photojournalist J.R.R. Chetta could go places where she could not and be more deeply embedded with the soldiers as they face the challenges of their deployment. Here is a story that they have not filed yet because it just happened. They went to an Army medical center. J.R. says he almost didn't go. He was thinking about getting pictures of that boardwalk at the base's airstrip with all the fast food restaurants, a taste of home at the base, inside the wire, as they call it. But instead, he decided to go in.
And took a deep breath before I entered the curtain and went towards Cheryl and introduced myself to the soldier. And his name is PFC Rex Tharp. And I introduced myself to him. Cheryl made a good connection. And I, you know, told him where I was from. And I said I was from Sitka, Alaska. And he was like, oh, well, middle here next to me is from Alaska. And so I turned my head and was like, whoa, I know this guy. And he, you know, said, J.R. and Chetta, what the hell are you doing here? So, you know, I rushed next to him and started, you know, talking to him. And so that's what happened today.
That soldier was Specialist Joe Mill of Sitka. He was a freshman at Sitka High, while Archetta was a senior. His injury came from an improvised explosive device while on patrol. He's missing the lower part of his leg. Along with their pieces in the news, Minor G.R. Archetta's photographs are published at the Zuma Press website, and Cheryl Hatch is blogging and including J.R.'s photos at north2tothefuture.wordpress.com. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.